He just couldn't bear the thought of leaving the Vanderbilt radio crew for Durham, North
Carolina. And I was going to hit him up for Duke, Maryland tickets. Damn.
Coach Bobby Johnson joins us.
Yeah, all of a sudden we were going to have an in to get us to Cameron Indoor Stadium.
We're finally going to be able to get tickets.
Our feelings were mixed, Bobby. Happy you're back, but at the same time, some selfish motives there.
I understand. No doubt about it. You know, get those tickets when you can.
Bobby, why did you decide to stay at Vanderbilt?
Well, several reasons. Number one, I think we still got a lot of work to do and have a great opportunity to do it. I think our administration stepped up and demonstrated that they're serious about us having a good chance to move forward. And to tell you the truth, they've been very loyal to me. And, you know, I like Vanderbilt a lot. It's a lot of fun coaching the kind of guys we have over there, and we're in a great league. It's very exciting to play in that league, and hopefully we can win more games there. But I like where I coach, like where I live.
Bobby, in terms of priorities for your program now, you know, going forward, what are some things, you know, you go to the administration with, you know, in terms of, you know, facilities upgrades or, you know, anything along those lines that you feel like is going to help you?
Sure. You know, we're going to get to work right away on doing some improvements to the outside of the stadium and also to...
Which will now be called Bobby Johnson Stadium, by the way, right?
No, it won't. No, it won't. You know, that'll be for the future. then we're going to improve McGugan, and I think that's going to be our practice field is going to be improved, and we're also going to get some staff increases, and, you know, we've get maybe a couple more graduate assistants or quality control guys and all the things that, you know, will help us catch up on the great programs that we have to play against every week. It just gives you another chance to improve and a better chance to compete. And I thought that was extremely important, and our administration, you know, really did a good job of conveying that to us. And like I say, you know, other than that, it was just sort of comparing the two programs and seeing where we could get better.
I know space is a big issue over there on that campus, but is an indoor practice facility something you feel like is a priority?
No, not at all. We've maybe had to postpone practice about three times since I've been here in 6 years, three or four times, and we've always seemed to have been able to get out, unless it's just a bunch of lightning out. The weather doesn't affect us because we do have an artificial turf field, and you can get on it at any time. And sometimes it helps you to practice in the rain. And indoor facility would be nice, but it's not a high priority. We got other things that would be much, much more important to get.
Why did the Duke job intrigue you in the first place?
Well, there's several institutions in the country that, you know, attract the kind of student athletes that we have at Vanderbilt, and Duke is certainly one of them. And the geographical location, you know, is also a plus. I mean, I don't think I'd mention going to Northwestern or Stanford or anything like that. They've got a strategic plan. They've, you know, it was conveyed to me that they're ready to spend a lot of money on their stadium and their facilities and pay their staff and. You know, they're making a concerted effort to make their program better, and I thought it was, you know, we should go out there and take a look at it. And they invited me. I just didn't say, hey, I didn't call them up and say, hey, I'm coming to look at the program.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, they called me up and asked me to go.
Did they put Krzyzewski on you? Did he give you a little bit of a sales pitch?
No. You know, we had an extremely busy a few hours, and I saw facilities and really had to talk to the people about the bare bones of operating that situation, academic support, you know, those kind of people, our communication, the communication department, you know, all the things that are extremely important. I guess if it hadn't gotten to that point, it would have been nice to meet Coach K, but he's got his own world he's got to take care of.
Coach, sometimes when you go to like different coaches go to other schools, they think it's you know, it's extremely solely about the individual, but I think, do you feel like that there's a not an obligation, but a chance to go and perhaps have some leverage for your staff and to kind of increase the salaries of your staff and kind of help them out, you know, and kind of being that type of team player that, hey, I'll go to Duke, and if, you know, Vanderbilt's serious, then, you know, they'll step up and, you know, take care of my guys.
Sure. Absolutely. A big part of it, you know, Duke invited our staff over there, not just me. I mean, they were interested in our staff, and, you know, they were very impressed with our progress in the Southeastern Conference. They, you know, if you look at it from athletic administrators and other football coaches, and, you know, they've recognized that we've made some strides, and a lot of our guys on our staff had coached at NC State, and so those guys knew a lot about them. So it was a staff thing, not just a Bobby Johnson thing, and it was wonderful that Vanderbilt stepped up, and, you know, they have helped our staff, and, you know, I think David Williams and Chancellor Zepost and, you know, people like John Ingram did a great job of convincing us that we needed to stay at Vanderbilt.
You know, Kevin appreciates, you know, one of your sticking points was getting him that extra two hot dogs a game because he gets awful hungry on that sideline going up and down.
How about if we can make sure we get one of those boxes at work? After the game.
Yeah, there is that issue every now and then. I think we got that one solved. But
okay, we'll make that.
Are you going to take care of Ingram then increase his salary too on the sidelines?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I'll make sure I stop on the way in into the dressing room.
Hey, Bobby.
You got to see my engineering skills at work a couple of times this year. Mixed results.
You can throw that box just right to make it go.
Bobby, we got to ask you, too, about the addition of Bobby Petrino at Arkansas. Teams going after high-dollar coaches. The coaching talent in this conference has to be second to none when you see the direction that they went. Houston nutted Ole Miss. It's a pretty impressive roster of coaches in your conference.
It sure is, and it's just another reason that we have to upgrade our program and be competitive. And you can't go backwards. You can't stay in the same place or you'll be going backwards. And that's what I've told people over and over again. You know, if, as good as we get it at Vanderbilt, you know, those other teams haven't stopped trying to get good either. So, you know, we got to keep fighting and keep going.
Hey, Bobby, thanks for your time. We appreciate it this morning.
My pleasure. See you guys later.
Thanks, Bobby.
All right, Bobby. All right.